I suppose it's good to get the second leg at home. I think Ollie would have been happy with that going up there on the players. So it's important that they keep the game alive. I think a positive result up in New City and bring them back to Fenton Park with a big crowd. That's what he's probably looking for on a good performance on Friday night.
Yeah, and Hearts have been in good form of late and have put in some very, very good performances in recent matches ahead of this playoff.
Yeah, they're coming in good form. Obviously, they beat UCD previously. I know UCD were missing a few. They beat Wexford as well. So the last couple of games at home, they've been very, very positive and away. So they're a good run of form. We know that it'll not be an easy match. It'll be a difficult match up there. It always is against UCD. They're young. They're always fit, well-organised, and they do play nice football. So it's going to be a big task, but the lads know. Obviously, they need a good performance on Friday night to bring it back and keep the game alive to the following Friday for Fenton Park.
Ollie Horgan has repeatedly said this through the years, even though Wexford were top off the table, Ollie felt that the best footballing side this year, when they're playing at their best, is UCD.
Yeah, they always do. I mean, I suppose UCD for years have been creating and manufacturing good players that have been a feeding ground for most of the League of Ireland clubs through the student and scholarship program they have up there. So they've always good array of talent coming through, and this team is no different. So, I mean, I suppose it's a good reflection on the manager that they've done a good job. They look to play the game in the right manner and the right way, which is very, very positive. But, I mean, I suppose going there, it's going to be awkward and difficult, but Hearts are well organised and in a good run of form. The confidence is high, so I don't see too much negatives on that, you know.
Yeah, the two games, of course, to come. There's going to be 180 minutes of football at the very least. You've played in playoff matches, Declan, in the blue shirt before, and when you're going into games like this, how important is it that you keep your nerve early on?
This time of the season is near the latter end of the season, and this is what, as a player, you want to be playing in the big games. You want to be playing in the games that have a lot of tension and you're looking for big results. So, I mean, you take that at the start of the year. If somebody turned around and told you either, you know, if you can't make the playoff or make the automatic position, you'll take the playoff. So, I mean, the players are looking forward. It's two big matches, a lot of tension. But those are the games as a player you want to play in the big matches.
What do Harps have to watch out for now in this first leg against UCD away from home? What do they have to be cautious about?
Mobility and the pace probably of UCD. There's some very good players, young players, but very, very fast. I know Swan up front scored a lot of goals to them. So I suppose just be careful on the counter-attacks. They've got good combination play and good mobility in the last third. So you just have to be careful of that. Defensively, Harps have been good this year. So, but you always have to be aware when you're going forward. You don't leave gaps or spaces in behind you. So I suppose that's what they have to be wary of. And I mean, if we can get a clean sheet, be brilliant on Friday night to bring them back to Fenton Park for the return leg.
Yeah, and just finally, Declan, if Harps are going to play to their strengths, where can they hit UCD on Friday night, do you think?
As much as possible, keep the ball retention and play the game in UCD's half as much as possible. I suppose organised, we're quite organised team, we're quite big and strong as well, and we scored a lot of goals so far this season from set plays, so it's important to set up the corners and free kicks and get good deliveries in the ball into the box, and I suppose men attacking good areas. But I mean, yeah, we've scored, everything's been positive, scored a lot of goals in the last game, and I just see a positive result from Hearts on Friday night, and that's what I'll see.